21世纪最新版李阳疯狂英语快速突破法第二，短元音急促有力。Number two, let's get together again soon. Let's get together again soon. That sounds like a great idea. I'll call you. Good idea. How about next weekend? 第三连音 Number one,
I'm working on it.
How's your English coming along? I'm working on it.
Number two,
I'll think it over.
So,Do you want to go to Shanghai with me tomorrow? I'll think it over.
Number three.
Take a look at it.
Is that your new car? Take a look at it.
Number four.
Take it easy.
I really have to get going. Take it easy.
第四，略音 Number one.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know what to do. Don't worry, you'll think of something.
Number two.
I need some more time.
I need some more time. How much time do you need?
Number three.
Ask Bob to sit behind me.
Ask Bob to sit behind me. Okay, I will.
第五，咬舌头。Number one.
Thursday will be my birthday.
Thursday will be my birthday, in fact.
Happy birthday. Best wishes.
Thank you.
Number two.
It's the same thing.
What's the difference between Mandarin and Putonghua? It's the same thing.
Number three.
My father and mother went through.And thin together.
My father and mother went through thick and thin together. That's great. I admire them.
第五焦点，通过口语突破语法，通过说实用句子突破语法。经典语法段落一。
I'm really...Sorry, but I forgot to bring my wallet. I remember seeing it on my desk this morning, but I didn't.Remember to bring it with me. I'm really sorry, but I forgot to bring my wallet. I remember seeing it on my desk this morning, but I didn't remember to bring it with me. That's okay. I'll pay for lunch. Sounds like a good excuse to me, Stone.
Yeah, 这又是一个非常好的借口。经典语法段落二。
We stopped to eat our lunch in the park. We stopped eating our lunch when it started to rain. We waited in the restroom until it stopped raining. We stopped to eat our lunch in the park. We stopped eating our lunch when it started to rain. We waited in the restroom until it stopped raining. The rain has been so heavy this month.
初级语法示范，一般过去时。Number one.
We ate Chinese food for lunch yesterday. We ate Chinese food for lunch yesterday. I love Chinese food. Next time, invite me.
Number two.
Last weekend, I watched a really good movie. Last weekend, I watched a really good movie. What was it?
Number three.
My girlfriend called me the wrong name last night. My girlfriend called me the wrong name last night. Don't worry about it. My wife calls me the wrong name all the time. Sounds like he should worry more, right, Stone?
Right. 终极语法示范，现在完成，进行时。下面我们换一种录音方法。我请 Jim 老师用夸张、慢速的方法读五遍。你跟着也读五遍，千万记住，你一定要跟着读，你的感觉一定会不一样。Number one.
I have...been waiting for this opportunity for 10 years.
我等待这个机会已经整整十年了。
I have been waiting for this opportunity for 10 years. I have been waiting for this opportunity for 10 years. I have been waiting for this opportunity for 10 years. I have been waiting for this opportunity for 10 years. I have been waiting for this opportunity for 10 years. I think you should grab the chance.
Number two.
I have been hoping to see you for a long time.
我一直以来很想见你。
I have been hoping to see you for a long time. I have been hoping to see you for a long time. I have been hoping to see you for a long time. I have been hoping to see you for a long time. I have been hoping to see you for a long time.
I have been hoping to see you for a long time. Me too.
Number three.
I have been dying to go home.
我非常想回家。
I have been dying to go home. 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 I have been dying to go home.
I've been dying to go home. How long have you been away?
Number one.
If you were in my position, what would you do?
If you were in my position, what would you do? It's hard to say. I'd probably just give up.
Number two.
I wish I had followed your advice.
I wish I had followed your advice. Well, it's too late now. It's no use crying over spilt milk.
Number three.
I didn't see you when you walked by me on the street, so I didn't say hello. If I had seen you, I definitely would have said hello. Why did you give me the cold shoulder yesterday?
I'm sorry. I didn't see you when you walked by me on the street, so I didn't say hello. If I had seen you, I definitely would have said hello.
I'm sorry. I didn't see you when you walked by me on the street, so I didn't say hello. If I had seen you, I definitely would have said hello.
I thought you were mad at me or something.
第六焦点，通过口语突破单词，句子量比单词量更重要。Number one.
Stop dreaming and get to work.
Stop dreaming and get to work. I'm not dreaming. I'm just thinking.
Number two.
You won't get anywhere unless you try.
You won't get anywhere unless you try. That's the truth.
Number three.
We must focus our attention on urgent problems.
We must focus our attention on urgent problems. I totally agree with you.
Number four.
There's a lot of pressure and anxiety in this kind of work.
There's a lot of pressure and anxiety in this kind of work, but the money's good.
Number five.
She has made remarkable progress in English.
She has made remarkable progress in English. Well, she has been studying very hard.
Number six.
I think you misunderstood me on this point.
You're not saying that I'm to blame, are you? I think you misunderstood me on this point.
Number seven.
I've got a worthwhile job and I enjoy doing it. Money isn't the only reason for working, you know.
How can you be a teacher? You make such a low salary. I've got a worthwhile job, and I enjoy doing it. Money isn't the only reason for working, you know.
Number eight.
I assure you of its quality.
This is really expensive. Are you sure it's worth it? I assure you of its quality. It's definitely worth the price. You get what you pay for.
Number nine.
I have great determination to master English.
I have great determination to master English. I admire your determination very much. I wish I had your determination.
Number 10.
What impressed you the most about Guangzhou?
What impressed you the most about Guangzhou?
Guangzhou is a great city for business.
第七焦点，口语突破听力，经典初中听力。
Are you reading the newspaper, Sandy? No, I'm doing my homework now. I'll watch the football match on TV later on. What's the boy doing now? He's doing his homework. Tom's mother told me that he was in the hospital. He left the hospital yesterday, and he'll go to class tomorrow. Where is Tom now? At home.
Tell me, 课堂欢迎你。
听力课堂欢迎，
听啊，讲啊。